providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back, Tom. Time for the start of the second half of the Cortland Economics Report. Got a very interesting guest with us right now. We're going to devote the last half of the show to this gentleman. His name is Wayne Allen Root. Wayne is a very staunch conservative, a very staunch Christian. He also does radio and TV. Very, very interesting man. A very avid Trump supporter. His theory right now, his synopsis, I guess, is a better way to put it. The reason he was brought to our attention is he feels that a ticket consisting of Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and Donald Trump would easily win the 24 election. Wayne, can you elaborate a little on that for us?
Yeah, I want to first make sure everyone knows that I'm also, you know, a major radio and TV host, and you can find where my TV shows are at and my radio shows are at by just going to my website, rootforamerica.com, and you can connect there. I'm on every day, an hour a day on TV, on Lindell TV, founded frankspeech.com at 7 o'clock East Coast time, 4 o'clock West. I'm on every weekend on Real America's Voice TV network with America's Top 10 Countdown with Wayne Allen Root, where I count down the top 10 stories of the week that you'll never find in the mainstream media. Only conservatives and patriots and Christians would appreciate those stories. And you can go to Real America's Voice TV network for that, or you can just go to my website, rootforamerica.com. And I'm on every day, 3 hours a day on the radio, on USA Radio Network. Again, go to Root for America to find out more. So to answer your question about RFK Jr., I want to make sure people don't think I've lost my mind and I want a Kennedy on the presidential ticket. I don't. I think it would be a big mistake to put a Democrat on a Republican ticket with Donald Trump, because Donald Trump will be 80 years old during his first term, actually in the second year of his first term. And we all know the average age of death in America is 76 for a man. So, you know, it's kind of scary if something, God forbid, ever happened to Trump. While he was in office, you'd have a Democrat, move into the White House. And I'm not going to support a Democrat, but I'll tell you what, he's great on one issue. He's great on several issues, but he's best on the vaccine issue. I think Trump is very weak on the vaccine issue. He made a big mistake trusting Dr. Fauci. I'm the world's biggest Trump fan, and I'm a great friend of President Trump. I just got married a year and a half ago, and my honeymoon was at Mar-a-Lago with President Trump. And my wife and I are there all the time. We're great friends with President Trump. But I tell him all the time, he's wrong about the vaccine. And Robert F. Kennedy solves that problem. There are millions of people who are vaccine injured, and millions of Americans who know someone who died shortly after getting the vaccine. And Robert F. Kennedy is probably the number one credible critic in America of the vaccine, and a big critic of Big Pharma. And I think most Americans are now very skeptical of everything that happened. If they aren't, they're asleep at the switch. All the lies told by the CDC and the FDA and the AMA, American Medical Association, all the lies told by Big Pharma, all the cover-ups of the trial results, all the deaths and all the injuries, not from COVID, but from the COVID vaccine. And President Trump still does not have a strong message about the COVID vaccine. He thinks he's happy that he introduced it to America. Big mistake. So I think RFK would solve that problem if Trump would just announce. He doesn't have to change his mind and say, I've changed my mind, the vaccine's no good. We all know President Trump hates to admit a mistake. So I just want him to announce that if I'm elected, when I get back in the White House, I'm going to have a special counsel investigation of Big Pharma and the COVID vaccine and everything that happened. And we'll all find out who's right, whether it was a great thing or a horrible thing. And I want Robert F. Kennedy to head that investigation. If he makes that announcement, I think he wins over millions and millions of Americans who are very skeptical of him because of the vaccine. And he already has his base. And the base loves Trump, and they're all going to come out and vote for him anyway, no matter what he says about the vaccine. So he just needs to win back the few people who are angry at him over the vaccine, and he needs to win over a bunch of independents who are very skeptical of the vaccine as well. I think that would be a great announcement to make. If he's elected, he'll name RFK Jr. to head up an investigation of the vaccine. RFK is a lawyer, so he could be the special counsel in charge of the investigation, and nobody can argue that this will be a whitewash. This guy will get to the bottom of what happened.
You know, Wayne, I did see just recently that he did announce that he would be, that Trump, if in fact was reelected, that he would be putting in place a team to review the pharmaceutical industry and take a look at it. And I think what you're saying here makes perfect sense. And what I So this, I want your take on this, but my thought is, you know, he gave over the entire effort to this team in the White House, the COVID, you know, emergency response team or whatever you want to call it, that was led by Mike Pence. And of course you had Debbie Birx, you had, you know, Anthony Fauci and a host of other people that were basically advocating for issues that were dangerous to America, it appears now with the facts that we see. And Trump, though, was doing all he could, it seems to me, to mobilize the nation to answer a problem that he didn't fully understand and they probably had a better sense of than they actually passed on to him. So I'm wondering if that issue, how to break that bond, you know, between him and feeling, you know, I mean, he's very proud of what he did to mobilize the pharmaceutical industry, what he did to mobilize all of industry for ventilators, for, you know, moving the hospital ships in for, you know, useless efforts. But what do you think about, you know, bridging that gap for saying, hey, I successfully did this, but boy, was it a mistake to listen to them?
Yes, no, that's, you know, Jim, you're on the money. I mean, that's exactly what I think his answer should be. He's got to pivot now, because I do believe they're going to blame him for all of this. I mean, people are dying every day. People are being crippled every day. You know, everybody might be asleep at the switch, you know, or a lot of people, but not everyone. And there's a lot of Americans who understand, you know, Jamie Foxx might be the biggest movie star in America, and he's gone. Really? What happened to him? He was in the hospital for 2 months. Now he's in rehab, and it's a special facility for people who have gotten themselves in horrendous shape, as in you can't walk anymore and you can't talk anymore. And people in the industry say that he is blind and paralyzed. I don't know if that's true, but I know he's in a lot of trouble. I know he spent 2 months in a hospital, and I know he's in a very specialized, high-level care facility. And it's clear that you need a vaccine to get on the set of a movie. And the rumors were that he's blind and paralyzed because he was forced to take a vaccine. How about Deion Sanders, one of the great football players of all time, now a football coach? And he's in the hospital right now because of massive blood clots. He's had toes amputated because of massive blood clots. What does the vaccine cause? Massive blood clots. So, I mean, you can see it all over America. People are sick and people are dying from the vaccine. So all Trump has to say is, look, the country was closed. It was locked down. The blue states were completely locked down. Everyone was going to lose their business. Everyone was going to lose their job forever. The economy was going to crash. The country was going to go bankrupt. I did a Herculean effort in a record fast time to get the economy open again by having ventilators and masks and vaccines. And maybe in retrospect, all of them were a mistake. But nobody knew. You're all backseat driving. No one knew at the time what to do. And I'm a businessman, not a doctor, so I listened to the medical experts. But now, as time has gone by, I think there were a lot of mistakes made. They weren't made by me. I did what I could to get the economy open. And I can't believe that we got the vaccine approved in a few months instead of 10 years. I tried to save the country from illness and get the economy open and save all your jobs. But now we've got to go back and look at the mistakes made and not repeat them in the future. And there has to be a massive investigation of Big Pharma to find out if we were lied to, if we were hoodwinked, if there were cover-ups, did they cover up the trial results, did they lie about hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin so that they could get experimental approval of the vaccine, you know, did they cover up many deaths? If he gave a talk like that, he becomes the next president of the United States.
Yeah, I agree completely. And of course, you have to tie in the tech industry, the media efforts, and the government censorship efforts that went through to silence any opposition with this to add to it. And we're just about here to the break. We just got about 15, 20 seconds left out.
Yeah, I know. I'm looking at it right now, Jimmy. Go ahead. Wayne, why don't you give a real quick synopsis of how you feel at this point in the program?
Very funny. I do want to give a synopsis, though, of my new book. I want to make sure I mention the Great Patriot Boycott book.
Okay.
The Great Patriot Boycott book. You want to do that when we get back?
Yeah.
We'll do that as soon as we get back.
Perfect.
Okay, you guys, we're going to be right back with Wayne Allen Root.